Taunton's 107.8, it's Town FM with Natasha Bedingfield. And it's all unwritten. It's 10:05, and it's time to talk to a man called Steve Jennings now. Yeah, there are two of us in the studio today. Morning.
Good morning.
How are you? All right.
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, Steve's from Blackdown Garden Centre. And briefly, we met a couple of years back, didn't we?
We did indeed, yes. It was a story etched in my mind because I was working for a business in Exeter as managing director, and the gentleman, the local account manager for Extra FM, the record station there at the time, actually rang me and sort of called a meeting with me. And we had a couple of meetings to talk tactics and to talk strategies and things. And he said, why don't you come to the studio to meet the team? So I said, yes, that would be great. And totally oblivious to the fact that there was a DJ called Steve Jennings.
Yeah.
I ventured over to the radio station and had the meeting. And he said, you want to come to the studio and meet the DJ that's currently broadcasting live? So I said, yes, why not? And I was very gobsmacked to see that all the monitors and all the publicity around had my name on it.
That's
and I
right,
thought,
it
well,
did, yes.
These people do, you know, roll out the
card
when they want to welcome new people. So
personalised
meetings, yes.
But it's good to see you again.
And you.
But, of course, you've moved on since then. And
yes.
You've come back into a civilised county.
Yes, back in Somerset.
The Blackdown Garden Centre, of course. Now, the centre has had a rough ride, but things are looking up.
Yeah, well, in 2009, the previous owners went into administration and the future looked very bleak for the centre. The current owners, Mark and Jackie Hassel, they owned and still own a centre down in Carlin Downs near Truro, a very successful garden centre, and obviously they were made aware of the availability. They purchased the site in 2009 and have worked hard to first of all stabilise the business and then to invest in the business, and they've invested very heavily this year and certainly looks very exciting now.
Because I think people expect a certain level of service from a nursery or a garden centre these days, don't they? You just, you know, there was a time you'd rock up and a few plastic polytunnels and all that sort of stuff, and it was all a bit rough.
Yes.
But now people expect a cafe or somewhere to have
absolutely.
Coffee, don't they? And somewhere dry, some experts around.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you look how garden centres have developed in 25 years, it's quite amazing, really. I had the Horticulture Trading Association rep in last week, and for instance, one of the many facts he gave me was that actually the average garden centre, their plant sales are only 17% of their business. People do expect now, as you say, a quality tea room. They expect a shop, a gift shop, local produce. They expect, as you say, experts if they want to plant a certain plant in a certain part of their garden. They expect the people there to be able to advise them whether it's a plant that will last, you know, a perennial that will last all year or something that's going to give them summer colour. So things have moved on, and some of the garden centres that I visit quite regularly, if you take Webb's at Witchbold up in the Midlands, for instance, I mean, it's as glossy a retail outlet as you will actually see. So there are still obviously centres that have got the sort of the mud on the floor sort of things, as you would expect. But no, it's moved on quite dramatically.
Because it's quite an investment nowadays, isn't it?
It is indeed,
And in Somerset, of course, we love our gardening.
And
there are people, of course, who are prepared to invest and spend some money. So therefore, I guess you have to make it a good experience for them.
Yes, absolutely.
If they're coming along to Blackdown.
Well, certainly, yeah. I mean, I like to think that, you know, everyone that visits us gets a 5-star experience, whether they're coming to buy some plants or coming to buy some gifts or just to peruse. You know, we've got an aquatic centre there, got a pet centre there. There's absolutely loads going on. So I've always been a fan of garden centres. You know, I know the core audience tends to be older people, but even when I was sort of in my sort of late 20s, early 30s, when I was first married, my wife and I would often while away a few hours in a garden centre. And for me, it really is a return to what I like doing, actually. So it's great to be sort of marketing for Blackdown.
Good. And it is fascinating because you all know there's a set, well, it's Dart's Farm in Topsham there. I mean, that has grown.
Yes.
I mean, I remember that when it used to be really just an old shack on the side of the road.
Absolutely. I would say Dart's Farm is probably the Harrods.
Isn't
of,
it?
Farm
just
shops and garden centres. It's incredible.
And people love it. And
yeah,
of course, and I think there's a, you know, if you get it right in a garden centre or a nursery, you can create just the right atmosphere and people just love to go along there and spend an hour or two.
Absolutely. And I think even in, you know, drab days like today when the rain's hammering down, there's still plenty to be getting on with. There's still plenty to, as I say, entertain yourself with. So, of course, it's great in the summer when the sun's shining and you're seeing the plants in bloom. That's fabulous. I mean, no greater thing, really. And one thing I like about going to work every day is I love the ambient sort of, the ambient feeling of both the staff and the customers. It's, you know, a very relaxing place to be.
Yeah. And what have you got coming up? Because now you've sort of taken on the reins of marketing for for Blacktown Garden Centre. So I'm sure you're already gearing up and thinking way ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the business owners admitted to me when they first met me back in August that marketing wasn't something they really thought about. I mean, they thought about it, but there was no one really to, if you like, execute the plans they put in place. So first things first, I've been sorting some sort of internal things out. But long term, I would have to say that the horticultural trade is actually very forward thinking, and they actually pull together quite nicely. I've worked in trades before where, you know, like the newspaper trade, where the news agents aren't necessarily working the same way as the wholesalers or the publishers, but that's not true of horticulture. And there's lots of support out there. A lot of the suppliers like to encourage, you know, communities and children into appreciating, you know, plants and horticulture. And I'm looking at things like the HTA are funding sort of campaigns next year, like the Real Poppy campaign in March, this National Conifer Week, which has just been and gone in October. One of our suppliers, Scots, who provide Miracle Grow, a thing called Miracle Growers, which is like a schools project to get schools actually growing plants, and the successful schools actually present at the Chelsea Flower Show, which must be fabulous for the kids in question. We've got the HTA again, Cultivation Street, which is a great name, but that's about going into communities that are, you know, shall we say, a little bit unloved, and encouraging to bring you know, plants and to get a bit of colour in their local communities. And there's heaps, you know, happening in hospitals and in schools, and of course it's all about the environment as well. So what I'd like to do is to get involved in as many campaigns as we can to try and, as I say, get children and get other communities actually appreciating the power of plants.
Yeah, because I'm sure clearly it's a business. You have to make money. Yes. You have to make a profit. But I should imagine yourself and the owners, you're not in it just for that, because there's clearly a love of what
absolutely,
you do.
Yes,
and and to encourage young people and children especially, it works at different levels, doesn't it?
It does,
it's not just about making a profit.
No, I talk to the staff and I've learned quite a lot. I mean, I've always been a keen gardener over the years, but just talking to the guys now who are experts in their field, who are, you know, who know what plants to plant and when. Mm. And for instance, one of the things I've learned, very simple thing, is that actually now this time of year is a good time to plant. I don't expect many people will go out in the rain that we're enjoying at the moment and plant, but actually spring. It's quite a good time to set your garden up for spring and actually have a more established garden than maybe you would do if you left it sort of February. So the people around me on a daily basis love what they're doing. The general manager, Simon, has worked in garden centres all his life and has a real passion for customers as much as anything else.
I mean, you're a marketing man, you've run your own business, you've worked in different spheres. So for you as an individual, you move into a business like this and learn very quickly about horticulture.
Yes.
And I guess I was about to say, well, that must be hard. But then again, being a professional, you've been in different industries, so I guess it comes as second nature to you to, right, so this is what I'm in now.
Yes.
Learn about it.
Well, I think the great thing for myself and this particular role is that I was a customer there and a keen gardener there.
Right.
So it's not as if I was stepping into a world where I had no interest. I actually did that in my previous job because I was the business manager of a high-end dental practice, and I have no passion for dentistry whatsoever. And part of my remit there, actually, and I'm not joking, was to actually humanise dentists, because a lot of people have an opinion on dentists. So that was a more of a learning curve, because I had to start thinking like a customer who may be scared of the dentist, or thinking of how the dentist would want to, you know, present their business, if you like.
Yeah.
This one has been much easier for me because, as I say, I've been there as a customer. I've walked around with my wife. We've looked at what we thought was good and bad, and I've been able now to obviously share those feelings with the business owners, whilst also bringing in my marketing experience, which has been great.
Good. Okay. So, where do you see the business in a few years' time, then, Steve?
Well, we've got a new build that's currently being developed as we speak. It's a two-story build. It's a very, very big project. It's a near seven-figure investment from the business owners. The downstairs has now been all but complete. There's a couple of corners that are just a little bit in need of a bit of love, but in general it's actually increased our floor space and therefore our range dramatically. So we're hoping to have a good Christmas. We're doing Christmas for the first time. The inside of the building now, we've got everything from sort of clothing and footwear. We sell books, puzzles, toys, gifts, and we've got Christmas and seasonal offers, you know, food, home entertainment. So it's increased our range dramatically, and where we will be next. The next development is to open the upstairs of that particular building, which we're looking at around March, April next year. And that'll be for garden and for conservatory furniture. And we would hope to have the biggest and best range pretty much in the area.
Mm, brilliant. Oh, look forward to that. Yeah, so that's all to come. And at the moment, well, looking ahead, it's Christmas getting... hitting that Christmas period.
Yes.
And getting those plants... So, yeah, because, as you say, Monty Don was telling us that we have to plant now.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so, okay.
Well, best of luck in your new role. Hope it goes well. And you'll keep in touch with us as well. Because I know next time you come in, you must tell us about a book you've contributed to.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. In my past, I worked in the record industry. As a rep, I was very fortunate at the age of 22, pardon me, to work as for EMI Records.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine wrote to me last year and said he was putting a book together about strange requests and comic tales from record shops, and I've contributed 12 pages. It'd have been more if I'd had it my way. So.
Okay, well, next time you come in, we'll talk about that.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to see you, we'll see you again very soon. Steve Jennings there from the Blackdown Garden Centre. He takes us to 10:15.
Daytimes on Tone FM with the Virgin Active Health Club on East Reach Taunton. Celebrating 10 years and offering different commitments to suit all. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.